This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and magnify the King of all kings and glorify Him? Worship Him because no one is like Him, forever is on the throne. Go ahead and tell Him you love Him. Just speak to Him because He's your Father. Lord, we worship and adore You. We give You praise, we give You glory, we give You honor, we give You all adoration. Blessed be Your name, mighty God. No one is like You, forever You're on the throne. We worship You. We adore You. We give You all of the glory. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have worshipped. You have come to this second day. God will give an account of a lifetime. I want you to be set, because what God will do in your life today will be greater than yesterday. Everything about you will take a new turn. In the name of Jesus. You can't be set and not be settled. He said, if you see me when I'm caught up. There's a moment in every meeting where something will just happen for a change of position. Very humbling yesterday. Many of the testimonies can be taken. Testimonies were in their thousands. Everywhere are testimonies. If we take testimonies, testimonies alone will keep us here till tomorrow morning. And every time God speaks, He speaks according to what He can do. One very striking testimony I will show you before we go ahead and worship, then I preach. Very striking. You may be seated for 1 minute. While we are talking on the Holy Spirit, I've not started preaching, please. While we are talking on the Holy Spirit, yesterday, as I was ministering, physical fire caught a tree where they had over 1,000 names, where they go to do evil. As I was teaching on the Holy Ghost, fire, not by fire, physical fire, I'll show you now, caught the tree and brought it down. The Holy Ghost. That's why you need to put it in your good land. Look at it. As I was, are you seeing it? Are you seeing what is happening there? Nobody said for me. The Holy Ghost went and physically set fire. All three. The names there, they said, are over 1,000 names with nails. So evil has been done on that tree. But the power of the Holy Ghost went into that place. Because a few said that was there and caught the tree and brought it down. Everywhere your name has been taken to for evil, the fire of the Holy Ghost will burn them now. Whatever evil men have taken your name to, in the name of Jesus Christ, the fire of the Holy Ghost will burn that evil now. I don't care the shrine. I don't care the occulted places where they carried your name and begin to make incantations. This moment, the Holy Ghost fire will burn them now. In the name of Jesus. While we are ministering here, power hit the place. In a place called Gokana, in Ogoni, River State. They said it's an evil. We have names, physical names of people who have nailed to the tree, over 1,000. And then you should know those people are free now. Somebody's freedom is right now. The moment I said, when this enemy shall come like a flood, as I said that, it caught fire. As I was ministering, I said, when the enemy shall come, how many of you were, as I spoke that, immediate physical fire caught that tree. That is how everywhere the enemy has tormented your life, the fire of the Holy Ghost shall destroy that evil. In the name of Jesus. Say, I'm free. The Holy Spirit knows all things. So he knows where people have... Look, if you know the evil some people have against you. But he knows. So we are laughing with you, don't like you. But he knows them. You don't need to bother yourself, but I want to say to you today. I don't care who is after your life. This is their last day. Everyone laughing one side, but once you dead with your face, goes down now. In the name of Jesus. Now listen, by the leading of the Holy Ghost on the spot, whatever has been cast on you, I decree immediately the person becomes the victim. Everything they have thrown as arrow to you will return now to where it came from in the name of Jesus. Before you get home, you will hear news. Before this meeting is over, you will hear news. That those who wanted you dead, they are dead. Those who wanted you killed, they are killed. Those who frustrated your life, they will be frustrated. Whatever they plan against you will happen to them. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. I want your heart to be set. I said something yesterday. Glory Lane is not a church meeting. It's not a meeting for salvation ministers. Funny enough, you will not hear salvation ministers on my lips. It's a meeting for everyone. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? It's a meeting to bless humanity. No matter your denomination. Glory Lane is beyond denomination. Every view center is jammed. Because I don't minister with the aim of salvation. You will hear it. I don't say salvation is his family. No. It's the body of Christ's family. He told me to bless the body of Christ. He didn't tell me to bless members. When I want to bless members, it's when, after the glory lane. But for now, it's the entire body of Christ. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can never hear it in my mouth. God bless the Salvation Ministry's family. No, this is not our time. It's for everybody, including them. They will be blessed, others will be blessed. The testimony is that where it happened, is it Salvation Ministry's? No. Everybody. And that is the greatest secret of my life. That's what I want to teach today. Until you know what I'm to teach today, you don't know me. I know David Bibi is a lie. What I'm to teach today is my greatest secret. You don't know. Many have preached it all. Many have quoted what I'm about to teach, but many don't practice it. I'm a doer of what I'm about to teach. And it's my greatest secret. Until you know what I'm to teach today, you don't know me. Oh, let's just take one more song. Hallelujah. For thou, O Lord, art thou above all. Kings, wherever you are, worship him and just magnify him. Exalt him, there's none like you. Reverence on the throne, we worship you, we adore you. We give you praise and glory. We exalt your name, mighty God.
There is a name that makes this world tremble. There is a power that breaks every yoke. That's the name of Jesus, stronger than anything. Just call upon that name. It's always on time. Just call upon that name. He will answer you every day. There is a name that makes this world tremble. There is a power stronger than anything. Just call upon that name. It's always on time. Just call upon that name. He walks on you every time. His name is Jesus. He's Jesus.
your hand at that part of your body where you're sick. Jesus Christ went about doing good. and healing all, not some, all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. What was he good? He went about doing healing all. I take my authority, the greatest of all names. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not shout, every sick will be healed. I command every sick be healed in the name of Jesus. I command the blind eyes open right now. Deaf ears open in the name of Jesus. Dumb tongues loose in Jesus' name. Everyone with stroke, I pronounce you healed in the name of Jesus. Be made perfectly whole. As someone, look at me here, you have severe pain at the back. When God speaks to me, one, he speaks to all. You are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Someone with a blind eye, the right eye is completely blind. You see with the left. Close it, the right eye has opened in Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone with a ringing sensation is healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Look at my finger, the headquarters. There's somebody here with a heart problem that people don't know, around where the men of God are sitting. Lift your hand where you are. Your heart pains you once in a while. Nobody's aware. You're a man of God. Come, I'll use you as everybody with heart condition will be healed. You have a heart problem that people are not aware of. Only you know. You pant even when you're speaking. That's how you know you're the man of God. You pant when you're talking. You gasp for breath. Only that man of God should come out. All the rest of where you are, put your hand, everyone with that. I heard God clearly, all will be healed. As I pray for this one man, everyone with a heart problem will be healed. In the name of Jesus. Come forward soon. Just one person. Every rest, put your hands on your heart. Just come. Just put your hand there. I don't need, come closer, please. The power of the Holy Ghost. I won't touch you. I won't touch you. You'll be healed. You have physical pain before now. The power of the Holy Ghost. Touch. Get up. I hear God as my ears from your healed. Physically, you used to have pain. Touch it, there'll be no pain. Physically, there used to be pain. Physically, press it. Everyone with heart problem is healed in the name of Jesus. Let the doctors ask you questions and then go for whatever you call, whatever they call. Go. You know, I can tell you with authority he has a new heart. He said to me, this is the end. He used to gasp for breath. He's healed. Everyone with a complicated heart issue is healed in the name of Jesus. Everyone with tooth, take your tongue to where you have hole. You'll be surprised your hole is filled. I hear God. Everyone with a tooth problem, you have hole. Take your tongue to that place where the hole is in your tooth. That hole is filled. Everyone with a tooth problem, the hole of that tooth is filled in the name of Jesus. Some of the blocked nostrils, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody whose hand shakes like this, not Parkinson, but your hand shakes, you are healed in Jesus' name. Everyone with a tearing eye, you can look at light, your eyes bring water, you are healed in the name of Jesus. As I'm talking to somebody who has seen that sand in your eyes, you are healed in Jesus' name. There's a man of God also here who used to have been healing, and all of a sudden the healing flow stopped. And I heard God said, you spoke against the man of God. And I will not tell you, but he told me the man of God he spoke against, who has healing anointing. He had challenges, he spoke against him, God removed that anointing from you. And he said, I should pray for you. You used to operate in healing heavily. And you spoke against a particular man of God. Derogatory. Because the man had a challenge. And then the healing anointing left. He has a covenant with God that you don't have. And God said to me, pray with him and watch from now it will be restored. That man of God, come out to the front. You used to operate heavily in healing. All of a sudden, you have been asking questions of God, what happened? He said, you spoke against the man of God. Everyone in the name of Jesus, sick, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Every sick, all of you on crutches, drop those crutches and walk in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to shout, I'm not a healer. Drop the crutches and walk in Jesus' name. If you're on a wheelchair, get up and walk in the name of Jesus. As I'm talking, just get up from that wheelchair and walk in the name of Jesus. Everything paining you, somebody with lump is gone out of your breast in the name of Jesus. Lump is gone out of your breast in the name of Jesus. Press it, everyone with mass, the mass is gone in Jesus' name. There's somebody here with a hip problem. You can't do like this without pains. The hip here, this point, is terrible with pains. Not bend, no pain. Bend, no pain. As I'm speaking, somebody with what we call pile hemorrhoid is healed in the name of Jesus. Go to the convenience, check yourself. When God speaks to one, he speaks to all. Hemorrhoid, which is commonly called pile, you are healed in Jesus' name. Hey, Nia is gone in the name of Jesus. Hey, Nia is gone in the name of Jesus. There's a man who got healed, asthma. Yesterday, he said, "Why will I testify?" Rush out. Everybody got healed yesterday and today. Miracles have happened. I'm not going to shout. Miracles have happened. Every chest pain is gone. Just check your body. Move your hand if you couldn't move it. Everywhere God has healed you. Come to the front, left and right, where God has touched you, and then we share the testimony. Don't be like the one leper. Don't be like the nine lepers. Sorry, the nine lepers who refused to come out to say thank you. Be like the one leper who came to Jesus and said thank you. Return back and give glory to God. I am not a healer. Come out, the pastors and the doctors will hear you, and then the testimony will be taken in a few minutes. Just rush out where we are. Anywhere you are, somebody's watching at home, sitting down because of severe waist pain. Get up and walk in the name of Jesus. You are sitting at home, you can't walk. Get up. That's the end in the name of Jesus. Send it now, you'll be surprised. You are healed in Jesus' name. Father, I give you praise, mighty God. Rush out to the front and let Jesus alone be glorified. While we're worshiping, testimonies will be taken. Go ahead and be worshiping. Just come out. Check yourself. Rush out. Heart palpitation is healed in the name of Jesus.
Church, he shared with me that he sustained an injury. In short, he said he was kidnapped and armed robbers used the base of their gun to hit on his lower back 8 years ago. And since then, he has been in excruciating pain. But while the ministration was going on, instantly the pain ceased for the first time in 8 years.
Praise the Lord, church. This brother shared with me that he came to day one of Glory Rain 2023 with severe back pain yesterday, and he was not able to bend down and touch his toes. During the ministration yesterday, the power of God hit him, and he can do everything he could not do before now.
Next.
Church. He said for over 3 years, he has been having severe symptoms in keeping with a cardiovascular disease. He's having chest tightness. He's having difficulty in breathing. But the moment the man of God prayed for him, the symptoms he came into this meeting with, they all vanished. He's made completely whole.
Hallelujah, church. He shared with me that for 3 months he's had severe low back pain. It affected his ability to bend without pain. Yesterday, Papa used him for illustration. The power of God touched him. He can do everything he couldn't do. He can bend. The pain is completely gone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, church. This lady for 6 months had a stabbing pain on the left hip. She came to church with that pain, and while the ministration was going on, she laid her hands. As the man of God ministered, the pain completely disappeared. She's made whole. She can do what she could not do before.
Church, praise the Lord. What God does for one, he does for all. 2 years ago, this man developed severe chest pain. He said he has been to his doctor, who have requested for several investigations. Two of the investigations that was requested for, one, a chest x-ray, and then the second was an echo. An echocardiography is a scan for the heart. He said the doctor said there was no pain. There was no finding for that cause of the chest, for the cause of the chest pain, for which he placed him on an analgesic so as to relieve the symptom of that pain. He has been on an analgesic, that's painkiller, for 2 years duration, but the pain has been recurrent. That's also affected his daily activity. While God's servant was ministering, the power of the Lord hit him. He said all the symptoms of pain that he has had for 2 years is no longer there. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, church. Mama here said for several years, yes, that she cannot count, she's been having low back pain. It was so severe that made it difficult for her to bend without pain. But while the servant of God was ministering, the power of God touched her. Instantly, Mama received her healing. She's able to do the things she could not do before.
Praise the Lord, church. This lady shared with me that for the past 3 weeks, she has been experiencing chest tightness associated with difficulty in breathing. But while God's servant was ministering, the symptom disappeared. She's completely made whole.
Hallelujah, church. This young lady shared with me that for 1 month, she's had severe low back pain. She was unable to bend without pain. As the worship was going on, the power of God touched her. The pain is completely gone. She can do everything she couldn't do before.
Hallelujah, church. This lady shared with me that for over a week, she's been having tearing of the eye with pain and itchy sensation. But during the healing ministration, she keyed in, and for the first time, every symptom has gone.
What he does for one, he does for all. He came with severe back pain. The pain is completely gone.
Hallelujah. People of God, this woman have got a miracle. 1 year ago, she says it developed symptoms of peptic ulcer disease, which is characterized by heart burning and indigestion. She said in addition to that symptom, she had severe low back pain. She has been to the doctor who have requested for some investigations. One of the investigations that was requested for was a chest x-ray, and another was an abdominal scan. She said all of these proved abortive with respect to medical management. While she was here, the power of the Lord have touched her. She said the symptom that she have had regarding the peptic ulcer disease and the low back pain, they are no longer there.
Praise the Lord, church. This young man, for 4 days, had generalized body weakness, very severe. He came to church with that weakness. But while the ministration was going on, sudden strength surged into him. He can do all movements. He can jump. He can stand. Praise the Lord.
Let's rise on our feet and give God the glory for what he has done.
I was sitting down, there's a man who has been impotent. And he said, in your heart, Lord, remember me. Physically, power surge into your body. You are wondering what is play. You say, what is happening? Man, rush out wherever you are and give the glory to God. You are married, but you've had this body couldn't move. Right now, power hit you. You knew physically your body moved. Rush out. It's only your wife who is aware. But give the glory now to God. Any testimony not shared is a testimony lost. He said, overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. When you testify, you put a seal on the miracle that God has done. I am not the miracle worker. That's why I don't want anybody to look up to me anymore. Don't tell me, Pastor, should I go off the scene? Look up to the one who did it. Sometimes God will use a point. People will turn their eyes away from God and begin to look up to you. I am not, so come out, that man, and give the glory to God in the center where you are. And let's just take one song and then we hear God's word.
Amen.
And peace like a river attended away. When joy overflows in my heart, whatever my Lord thou hast taught me to say in prayer.
There's a lady with galactoria. Your breast is bringing out milk and you're not breastfeeding. You are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. When you hear me say that someone is not one person, everyone will sort a problem immediately. While I'm talking, there's a man, you breathe like this. You are healed. Amen. That problem is gone. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It is well. My soul.
When peace like a river attended my way, when joy overflows in my heart,
as a man hears his friend. I heard God said to me clearly, he said, don't limit me to only healing. Someone who you couldn't pay your child's school fees, a man of God, mark it right on the time, a miracle before you get home. I'm testifying tomorrow because there'll be strange favor that you never thought of. He said, don't limit me to only healing. Whatever is that situation, you have a testimony. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Pastor Bismo was just sharing with me. What is it? Bismo. Go ahead. Quickly.
Praise the Lord. 15 years ago, this man fell off a bike and sustained several injuries. He even had fracture at the rib area of the chest. And then he said he have had pain. Severe chest pain for 15 years. He's a minister of God. Papa had a word of knowledge of a minister of God that had a pain of the chest relating to cardiac pain in origin and genre of what Papa was describing. But he didn't have pain relating to chest, to a heart disease. But he had pain relating to this, to affectation of the rib, which was severe for him. So he came out. Papa had that specific word and prayed for the person who had the angina. He keyed into it. He said, as God's servant prayed for the person that had the heart symptom, he also had his own healing and deliverance. The pain that he has had for 15 years is no longer there.
Are you giving Jesus the hand that Jesus should have? Well, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. 12 years ago, he had an itchy ear sensation for which he used 20 naira
to clean his ear. And in the process, he injured himself. For 12 years, he's had what we call otitis media, which is an infection of the ear with discharge. He said for 12 years, he's been having the discharge. During the administration, for the first time, he touched his ear and it completely dried up.
Praise the Lord, church. 10 years ago, this lady fell off a bike following an accident. And since then, she developed a deformity on her right kneecap. It was such that she had what we call genu valgum, which is a K-leg. When she came out yesterday, when the man of God was ministering for those with limb discrepancies, she came out with that deformity and associated pain. But while the power of God touched her, the leg that was knocked straightened back in place. She went on, observed herself. The pain is gone. The leg is now straight.
Give Jesus that head.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church. This lady shared with me that in 2020, she had what we call a cerebrovascular accident. That is a stroke. And as a result, she had paresis of the lower limbs. That's weakness. She said her body could not carry her leg. In short, she said she couldn't stand for long. She couldn't walk for long. She also shared that she had intermittent claudication at the lower back of her limb. That's cramping at the lower back of her limb, at the gastrocnemius muscle. But instantly, she said she has been standing while the administration was going on. The power of God touched her. The weakness ceased. The claudication instantly vanished. She's here to give God all the glory.
Hallelujah, church. Mama shared with me that in April last year, she had an accident. And as a result of that, she developed severe low back pain. She said it was so severe that she would be unable to sit down without pain. While the ministration was going on, the power of God touched her. The pain is completely gone. But that is not all. She also had severe pedal edema, which is the accumulation of fluid in the lower limbs. She said as the ministration was also going on, the power of God touched her. I've examined her. The swollen foot are completely normal.
Shall we rise and give the glory to God? These are the few we can take at the headquarters. We have other ones standing, but we can't take all. Just go ahead. Whether they take or not, God, you know, testimony is small. Every testimony is important. Shall we tell God, thank you for all that he has done? Go ahead and tell him thank you. Go ahead and tell God thank you. Thank you, Father. Are you thanking God for what he's done in someone's life? Thank you, Father God. To you be all the glory and praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Father, whatever has happened today, yesterday, today, is you that did it. We did absolutely nothing. To you, we give all the glory. And even the ones who testify after today, we give you the praise and we give you all the honor. Let your word that we are about to hear from you be word with power. Let it produce according to his own title. Holy Spirit, breathe your breath upon the word. Let it enter our hearts. Let it have a change in life. In Jesus' mighty name. Give me a big hand. You may be seated. We serve our God who never fails. That is a song I want to use. I don't know why God gave me. I think that song has a purpose. We serve a God who never what? And I will sing it now, or when I want to close, you must sing it. He never fails forevermore. We serve our God. We never.
We serve our God. We never fails. Who never fails. He will never fail. Forever.
Never.
I'm a very sensitive person. If everything I hear, I tell you, won't go. The moment I brought out my handkerchief, he said, my power is on it. But I couldn't stop you. Now, people pray, I walk with the Holy Spirit in a very strange way. Unconventional way. The moment I did like this, he said, I wish people can hear you, me as you hear me. The moment I did, I said, my power will rest upon that material. Now listen, all of you are anointed. Come out, try to hold this handkerchief. I think I brought it from my pocket as normal handkerchief. I have not blessed it. Come. Look, watch what will happen. Try to hold this handkerchief. Try to hold it. Come and hold it. You who is holding him, try to come and hold it. Try to come and hold the handkerchief. Come up. KK, you can come and try to hold it. Please, please, please. Hold him so he doesn't fall. Try to hold his handkerchief. Come and try to hold it. Now, he spoke to me, said, if they can hear me the way you hear me. The moment I brought it, I said, my power will rest on any material brought out now. So when I say, as if God will never fail, that material with it, you will never fail. So worship him. Look, it is not until they pray. I'll pray with him in a very strange dimension. A servant of God will never fail. Praise him for the next 3 minutes and use that material. It'll be incredible miracles. Go ahead.
I serve a God, I serve a God who never fail. I serve a God who never fail. I serve a God.
Give me praise. Of this meeting was not given by me. Yes. He said, I told you I'm the God of miracles. I gave you the title. I gave you the song. Now, if it's me, sir, with due respect, stand here, sir, just for illustration. Stand here with your handkerchief. Because if it's me, they will say it's me. Stand here. All of you came and tried to hold his handkerchief. The same thing will happen. So come on, hold it. Try to hold it. Hold him. Try to touch his handkerchief. Try to touch it. He didn't. So if it's my own, you say it's my own. Just try to touch his handkerchief. Try to take it. And that person, come, all of you came out, try to take it. So it is not only me. Every handkerchief you're holding is carrying the same power. Because if it's my own, he says, my own. Everyone you're holding is carrying the same power. He said, I'm the God of miracles. You don't need to pray. I gave you the song, I serve a God who never fails. Will this material not fail in your hands? Anyone says so? Because if it's my own, he said, well, it's my own. He's on to the same power, the same effect. I don't need to pray. Anywhere you go with this material, there will be no failure in that area. In 1 minute, praise God with this deep revelation. I serve a God who never fail. No matter the situation and you do like this, things will change. I want you to pray. God said, I'm the one who gave the title God of miracles. Now, even if a brother puts a handkerchief, a pastor can't hold it. Power is on that material. I serve a God who never fails. In 1 minute, sing it with deep understanding and then we'll hear God's word. Go ahead, one more time.
I serve a God, I serve a God who never fails. I serve a God who never fails. I serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. It will never, never fail. I serve a God who never fails. I serve a God
this handkerchief specially. It's beyond what any mortal man will give to you. Just mark it and use it as occasion serves you. I didn't pray. Did I pray? It just said, I am the one on the materials. Whatever you saw Paul walk in the hands of Paul, we walk through the materials. I can't tell everything God is speaking. Just use it as occasion serves. You're returning with a testimony. I think use it for yourself first, not so. And pray for yourself. You are the one who is the best and who carries. So you don't, whatever you want, pray for yourself first with it. Pray for yourself with it first. If you need healing, drop it there at the part of your body. Before others, partake of it. In the name of Jesus. Si precutale. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Give thanks to God one more time and tell him thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Some strange things will be happening within the days. In between the meetings, we will just be giving instruction and we will just be following. He gave the team God of miracles. God of what? Today is part two. So that's part one. And yesterday we talked about the Holy Spirit. Is that true? For the miraculous. Today I'll be teaching on operating in love for the miraculous. Operating in love for the miraculous. Most of these I will say you know them, but you'll find out that you don't do them. Operating in love for the miraculous. Miracles are our heritage in Christ Jesus. We are designed to be signs and wonders in our generation. However, there's always a way to everything. One major catalyst to living in the miraculous is love. You understand? Hear me well. God is not faith. He is not hope. He is not prayer. He is not fasting. He is not healing. He is not prophecy. God is not speaking in tongues. It's not the word of knowledge. It's not the word of wisdom. In 1 John 4:8, he that loveth not, knoweth not God. We read scriptures, of especially pastors. He that loveth not does not know God. For God is love. If you don't know love, you don't know God. You can be a good preacher. God is not prayers. He answers prayers. God is not miracles. He is a miracle working God. But God is love. Say here. If God is love, he said, can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. So you have to walk in love to be able to flow like him. Love is his nature. That love is what? So anything outside love puts him off. So to enjoy the miraculous, you must know how to love. And you must know what love is all about. Love is not sending text to someone, I love you. That's not love. In 1 Corinthians 13:13. The New King James Version, the King James says charity. But the New King James said, and now abided faith, hope, love. That word charity is love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Why is God's love greater than hope and faith? Because faith wouldn't work without love. Galatians 5 verse 6. But faith which worketh by love. That's why if you're a man of faith and love is not there, your faith will still not produce. You know why? When you walk in love, you walk in God. And when you walk in God, you operate in the supernatural without struggles. The most potent characteristics of God is that he is love. Love is God's nature. To walk in the supernatural, W-A-L-K, you must walk in love. So the degree of your love for God determines the dimension of the supernatural you can operate in. And it takes the nature of love to flow in the miraculous. May from this day, that nature that's already in you begin to find expression in the name of Jesus. You must possess a love nature before you can flow effectively in the supernatural. God is love. Walking in love makes you a partaker of his divine nature. And when you're a partaker of his divine nature, you will escape all the corruptions of this world through supernatural manifestations. 2 Peter 1:4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this you might be partakers of his what? You become a partaker of his nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in this world through love. Now listen carefully. When you walk in love, you become a partaker of his nature. Is that true? Now, I'm a partaker of his nature. That's why when I sit somewhere, somebody sits, you get healed. When you walk in love, you don't struggle. You become a miracle yourself. You are not saying, God, oh God, I need seven spirits. I need ten. No, anywhere you go, you just manifest it. People think it's 40 days fasting. Yes, they are important. If you don't walk in love, you can fast from now to tomorrow and not operate like me. The greatest secret I have is love. When you walk in love, you're a partaker of the nature of God. That the corruption in the world, diseases and afflictions, poverty can't afflict you.
This is the last day you go through struggles in your life. There are those who look for miracles. There are those who live in the miraculous. Are you getting what I'm saying? You escape the corruptions of diseases, sicknesses, poverty, lack and want, fear, because you are a partaker of his what? Divine. Can God be killed? When you walk in love, you're unkillable. That's why John could not be killed of the apostles. John, the beloved, he could not be killed. He still said that they threw him into a frying oil. They could not kill him. He was a man who under love was written by him by more than anybody. True? That man was a partaker of the nature of God. Did you hear anywhere John quarreled somebody? Peter quarreled with Paul. There was nowhere John quarreled with anybody. You think John was not offended? He was a man who understood what? He never once insulted Peter. Paul insulted Peter. Who was it? Two of them, they argue. There was nowhere in the Bible they said John was busy arguing with anybody. He partook of the nature of Christ more than any of them. He did not die. All of them were killed, persecuted. John was not killed. He was a part. When you partake of his nature, you don't say miracle. A miracle, I pray. No, you become a miracle personified. You don't have to be a pastor, whether you're a brother. Are you getting what I'm saying here? This day, may that nature begin to show expression in your life. Shout aloud, amen, if you believe it. Shout aloud, amen, if you believe it. So, to flow in the miraculous, you must be rooted with the love and virtue. With the love what? Now, I'm going to tell you how to operate in love for the miraculous. To operate in love for the miraculous, you do the following. To operate in love for the miraculous, there are certain things you do. Many want to operate in the miraculous. To operate in love for what? To operate in love for the miraculous, number one, change your attitude. Change your what? Change your attitude. You know why I say change your attitude? Everything about your life is your attitude. If you spell attitude by arithmetic calculation, attitude is 100. Is what? Everything happening to you now is your attitude. Don't be blaming people. Blame yourself. If me and you have problems, stop pointing finger at anybody. Your attitude is what has kept you there. Look at attitude. Everything, good, bad, is your attitude. Everything happening to any of us is our what? It's attitude. Attitudinal arithmetic. The alphabet A is what? 1. If you count alphabet T is what? 20. If you write A, B, C, D, T. And that is what? 20. And I is what? 9. T is what? After T is U. What is it? Plus D is what? 4. E is what? Now sum them. 1 plus 20. 21 plus 20. 41 plus 9. 50 plus 20. 70 plus 21. How many? 91 plus 4. 95 plus 5. So 100% of whatever you are going through is your attitude. If today you have a problem, it's your attitude. If you fail, it's your attitude. If you divorce, it's your attitude. If you remarry, it's your attitude. Anything is your attitude. So for that time to change, your attitude has to change. You will be blaming everybody, it's your attitude. There can never be change until the change in attitude. That's why the beginning of every man's life is what? Attitude. Now, including me, I don't blame people. Whatever is happening to me is my attitude. So if I want to talk, if I'm not walking now in the supernatural, I should look at my attitude. Are you getting me? Many want to walk, they like miracle, but they don't want to change their attitude. Until there's a change in attitude, there cannot be a change in your future. In Matthew chapter 22, 35 to 40, a young ruler came to Jesus. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind." You know what he was telling him? "Your boy, your attitude has to change. This is the thing, oh. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as what? On all these two commandments hang all the laws and prophets. Until your attitude change to love me, forget it. So here. The Mark 12, 30, 31 say he added strength. Do you know the love nature is already in you if you are born again? Our problem is that we don't give the love nature expression. You have to make a choice now to say, I either love or not to love. They don't pray, oh God, teach me to love. It's inside you. Now listen, Romans 5:5. Can you be praying for salvation when you made altar call? I'm asking you. You made altar call. Can you pray for salvation? So sweet prayer. You have made altar call. Now give expression to salvation. Through the love nature is implanted in every child of God. All you do now is a choice to decide to love or not to love. So the reason why you're not loving now is your attitude. You refuse to change it. Get where I'm going. Not that I God help me to love. It won't help you. It's already inside you. You are not to make a choice, not to love or not love. It's your choice. Now listen. Let's do it together. I want to go. And hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. So every born again child, you already have the gift of love inside you. It is not left for you to give that love what? Expression by a choice you make. Are you getting me, sir? It's inside you already. Salvation is already you if you are born again. To not be praying for salvation is stupid. You already have it. Now you give that. Now, everybody not loving is a choice you made not to love by your attitude. So here. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know what changed my life? I read a book by Kenneth Hagin. Long ago. Love, Way to Victory. That was the turning point of my life. That book turned me. I know people who hate me with everything. And I show them love. I know they don't like me. They look at me, they feel that, why, this man, are you the only one God? It's many for them to say, you. Are you the only person? I will still pretend and do things for them as if I don't know. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But no man's hatred can stop you from progressing. They hated Joseph, the man progressed. If nobody's hating you, then you're not making progress. Shout hallelujah. Many preach love. Many talk love. But don't give it expression. Some even send it out test, even before service. I love you. Those love are fake. Man in his natural state is self-centered. Instead of what? He thinks of himself. A natural man is selfish. If you meet anybody, they think of themselves before anybody. That's why God said, change your nature by loving people. Oh. A natural person is selfish. Except you have a revelation of love. We consider ourselves first. But when there's a change in attitude, you put God first. You put who first? Love God and he will love you in return. So I will love him. John 14:21. He that had my commandments and kept them is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and we will manifest and I will manifest myself to him. May God manifest himself to you. Love God for who he is, not necessarily for what he will do for you. Your love for God makes you seek him first. And his righteousness and every other thing will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. You will enter the realm of supernatural additions, multiplications, and increases that energy and strength will not be able to acquire. May that become your testimony. Yeah, it is to remove the conditions for serving God, for your condition to change also. We are the beneficiaries. If you like, get angry today. God is God. Before you were born, is the Alpha. You will die, you will be the Omega. Your grandfather did not change him, God. Your leave church, it does not affect him. You have gray hair, is the ancient of days. I'm very old, he's older than you. Now I'm a youth. God has always been God. Your youthfulness cannot harass him. I won't go to church. I won't go to church. He's still God. If you go, you will bring 1 million people. You are the one who will lose. Have you seen anybody who can fight his own grave and survive? Okay. Nothing you and I will do will affect him. Can I tell you something? Do you know when we sing, we don't affect God. We affect ourselves. They sing for him every time in heaven. So is your song that's affecting God? We were always singing for him to manifest himself. Your song does not change him. It doesn't make him big or small. He's still God. They sing for him in heaven 24/7. So it's not your song that you cover your face. I think that is making God God. If I won't go to sing again, you say, forget it. My angels are singing for me 24/7 with the saints in heaven. Calm down. Are you hearing me now? God first lifestyle is the secret for unending lifting. Nothing should take that place. God first in your family. God first in your finances. God first in your marriage. God first in your career. God first in your business. In everything, let God come first. That's the secret. The resultant effect of your loving God is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. Eyes have not seen. He has not heard. He has entered into the heart of man. What God has prepared for them, that what? When you're a lover of God, you become a marvel to your world. From this day, you'll be the next wonder to your world. Shout a loud amen. Shout a living amen. He said, for God I revealed them unto my spirit. Yeah, the spirit side, yeah, the deep things of God. God will reveal something to a lover more than to a prayer giant. Okay, listen. What he told David, he didn't tell Elijah. David's level of love was different from Elijah's level of love. Elijah called down fire, but he didn't reveal secret to Elijah like he revealed to David. True? Jesus said, thou son of David. They said, thou son of Elijah. He said, David is a man after my heart. God, Elijah was a great man of God, but his level of love was not David's level. Where did he see that Elijah gave offering? Elijah prayed fire down, but was not a giver. Read the Bible. Are you hearing me now? David loved God to a point. God said, come. Thou son of David. There was no way they said son of Abraham. Even as close as Abraham, the giving level of David was another level. King? Kings don't go to church. I'm a traditionalist. You used to go to church. David was going to sanctuary. He said, 7 times a day do I pray. 7 times do I pray. 3 times a day. Is that not true? So 10 times he set aside for God. Calm down now. You gain access to divine secrets of God by Holy Spirit. By who? From where? But the secret will be revealed to you when you are a lover of God. I hear God as a man hears his love. Okay, let me tell you something. To tell you how powerful love is. Do you know if you love somebody and the person is living outside your city, far away, you have a next door neighbor, you will tell the person far away, say, my friend, I'm traveling tomorrow. But the person by your neighbor will not know you're traveling. True? True? The man who is in another city, you call the phone and say, tomorrow I'll be out of town. The one you love. Then the one who is by your neighbor will not know. So it is not proximity, it's lovity. God reveals his secret to lovers, not to those who are. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. 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 You are angry with your neighbor. Change your attitude in these areas that I want to share now. These are areas you must change your attitude. You must change your what? In these areas. I say, to love God, what do you do? Change your what? Attitude. You must change your attitude. So the areas I want to talk, if you say you love God, you must change your attitude in this area. These areas I want to share with you, you must change your attitude. Otherwise, you don't love God. A, change your attitude in your love for God's word. Change your attitude in your love for what? You can't say you love God and don't love his word. There's no love like that. It's when they are preaching. You say, nah, you know, guys are going to go out now. You know, the time for miracle is gone, but this time of preaching, I really want to make some business calls. When Papa is through with the preaching, call me back. You don't love God, you love to collect. You are in church, oh, I said, Steve, yes. Is it? Then the time of the word, you say, you know what? Just any time they are true, give me a call. The time of the word is the most important time. But there are people when they want to pray, they say, no. I thought the man of God would just do miracles and that would be all. Psalm 119, 97 and 162. Oh Lord, oh how love I the Lord. It is my meditation all the day. I rejoice at that word as one that findeth what a great spoil. You will always create time for what you love. Many of us don't even read the Bible. But we will stay in front of television. You will tune from one channel to another. The same news. Because all of them say the same news. So-so place bombed. Now Ukraine and Russia, tanks have entered this town. You turn to, from one channel, you turn to the next one. The same news. You turn, now and Russians have taken over this. It's a child. Russia. Ukraine. You will spend 1 hour. You will be on phone 3 hours. When you look at Bible, you say, for what? This book says, to read this book, that the warrior, this man, everything, when they preach, maybe they read this book. Okay, let me just obey. Now they say we should read the book of the generation. Thank you. But you have read one magazine that has not added any value to you, to the point of even obituary you read. Those who love God, love His word. Number two, which is B. Change your attitude in the way you serve God. Change your what? In the way you serve God. Joshua 24:15. But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. He said, choose here this day whom you will what? Serve. Choose. When coming, when serving God becomes a burden, it's a problem. Go for evangelism. He said, I don't have time. Today we have prayer for the advance of the kingdom. No way. But today we have anointing service. Hey, you bring 10 bottles. You don't love God. You love yourself. So to flow in the miraculous, you won't flow. Because you don't have the nature of God. It's right here. See, change your attitude on how you obey God. Change your attitude on how you what? Obey God. If you love Him. John 14, 15 and 21. If you love me, keep my commandments. And he that had my commandments, 21. And keep them, is he that loveth me. And that loveth me shall be love my Father. And I love him. I will manifest myself what? To him. 1 John 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not what? Selective commandment is not love. There are people, they speak the things they will do. If you say God says so, they say leave this part of the Bible. That part, I don't want to hear it. Let me tell you something. Every time a preaching is done, and you say, preacher, don't touch there. That's the area God wants you and I to change. Have you ever stayed like this? Maybe you love women too much, and the pastor says, stop! You say, child, now let me go talk. This man for leave this topic now. Now the woman line they talk. Hey, if I just talk on that thing. That's the area God wants you. You say like this, say, now pay your tithe. He said, no, let the you there for Bible tithe. I think some preachers make you not pay tithe. That's the area God wants you to change. He said, no, let tithe there for Bible. Ah, I've thought you would say something else. Why tithe? Hi. Today, of all this, it's not preaching tithe. It's like he told me that I didn't pay tithe. Don't have selective obedience. Don't have what? Don't select the areas you will obey. Obey everything that God says to you. It says commandments are not what? Whatever God says, obey. D. Change your attitude towards fellowship. Change your what? Towards fellowship. Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Psalm 122 verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house what? Of the Lord. Many of us, we go everywhere. It's only fellowship we don't have time for. During home cell of your church, you are not around. Service days of your church, you will never go. Now, everybody has time. It depends on your priority. Many of us, whatever we love, we create time for it. True? Listen, some of you love football. Some of you love politics. Some of you even love food. Anything you love, you create time. If you love God, you create time for fellowship. I don't have time. It's an indication you don't love him. You know, I'm a football lover. I love football. Outside Bible, the next thing I love is football. And football takes you 1 hour, 45 minutes with the break time. So if you can stay one, because 90 minutes is 130 minutes with the break time of 10 to 15 minutes. So if you can stay that time, what Americans call soccer, to watch football, those who love football, you now know Arsenal is the top of EPL, you know it. Barcelona is top of La Liga, and Napoli is top of Serie A. Don't tell me I read Bible always. I love football. There are some of you, what you love is different from what me I love. Me, my own is after God, football. Some of you, you love pancake. You can rub pancake for 3 hours in front of Milo. There's nothing this world that will make me stay in front of Milo for 3 hours. Some of you, you stay. You first take the first layer, 1 hour. You take second layer, 3 hours. Then you take the eyelash, 30 minutes. You go like this. You look like this. Like painting. You know when they're doing painting? When children are painting, you're not painting. You look your face. Your children even will not recognize you again after when they say, Mommy, are you the one or somebody else? Then you now come out. So you love that one. True? Everybody has. If you love God, you create time for him. The reason you are not coming to a church because you don't have time is because you don't love him. You know why I say so? In Nigeria, is it last year? Yes, last year. I told any politician that meets you that says, I don't have time, tell him, shut up. Nobody is supposed to say, shut up. PDP and APC did all night. The two parties. Yes, presidents at Eagle Square and others sat down from afternoon till the following day. Yes, from evening to. So if they spend that time, they love politics. So if a politician does not come and tell you, you know, my time is the reason why I can't come to church, he's telling him, shut up, sir. You are lying. You sat, all the politicians in Nigeria sat from evening till afternoon without sitting up. So they all love politics. Since they love politics, you politicians also love God who gave your life to play the politics. We are campaigning. I don't have time. 4 years ago, come out to. Love God. I think the ones now, they are going. They are going now. There's nothing they can do. They are going. We are here. We are what? Then they go. So, love God. Soldier go. Balance the way. He said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion. Appeared before God. Say from today, I'll have time for fellowship. Since I have time for other things, I also have time for fellowship. Say one more time. Since I have time for other things, I'll make a time for God. So in your church, when it's time for fellowship, go to church. If you don't go to church, it's not the truth is you don't love God. Don't say, hey, God knows, if I have time, everybody has time. Don't you have time to eat? Everybody, no matter how busy, you create time to eat. Create time for God who gave you mouth to eat. E. I will spend more time here than anyone. Change your attitude on your love for people. I will stop in F, so don't bother yourself. The preaching is not long. Change your attitude on your love for what? People. love the whole body of Christ. You'll be shocked. The Bible did not say love one denomination. That's my greatest secret. Don't love the man because there are people who have fixed program because Glory Lane is on. You know their biggest problem? They don't understand love. I'm not competing with nobody. No church was doing program in Nigeria. I don't know if abroad in January. Every church used to do November, December. November, December. We are the first in this country to start January program. Now, today, everybody's doing program. All of them are rivalry spirit. Since people are getting there, our members will not go. Hope they will come. I work in love, so the members will say, okay, will they hear you sis? Let's go and hear this man who works in love. Calm down. You cannot love God and hate people. John 13:35. Shall we read together? One to go. All of us must read the scripture. One to go. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you love one another. I was preaching on Saturday and the woman said, I'm not coming, I'm a Catholic. I said, are you aware that our church built elderly's home for the Catholics? She now looked at me twice. I said, are you aware that our church built the finest elderly home in Nigeria for the Catholics? If I don't understand love, we won't do it. We don't run an elderly home. They run it. So we build it for them. The people who are staying there are not all Catholics. They are different sets of people. So she now kept quiet. She collected the handbill. He said, by this shall all men know. When we get to heaven, there will be no Catholic, there will be no Anglican, there will be no Pentecostal. Today he said, I won't come. I belong to Church A. Salvation Missions for what? I'm not coming. You don't understand love. That's why you're not operating in the mirror. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 8. Amplified. Are you getting blessed? Love endures with patience. All married people, this is where your problem came from. You are not patient with your spouse. If you truly understand love, you'll be patient. 95% of divorce, this is the problem. They are not patient. No. Especially in the other parts of the world, Western world. No, I can stand it. I'm not going to stand this kind of problem. No. I don't have that kind of time. No. Love endures with patience. God Himself has been patient with you. When you are still misbehaving, even now you are still misbehaving, He allowed you to go through a process. You married 4 years. He said, I can't dare this man. This man, that calm down. You did not change. Even till now, you have not changed. I know young people who insult people who are their seniors. They don't know how to respect people. That is people who can give back to them. They don't know how to. Then your husband who's your mate, I will respect him. So you have a character problem. So you to endure people who are not like that to have a change. Otherwise, you will never be able to marry. Love endures with patience. You be patient with your spouse to go through a process because it is wedlock. You are wedded and locked. That's why they call it wedlock. Throw the key away. Two of you are locked inside. Endure with what? Because if you're patient, you take a time. It's a process. Your wife does not know how to cook. Be patient. My wife, you don't know? Hold on. I'll bring somebody to teach you. Because you love her, And I said, this man, I will marry her. Do you know she doesn't know how to cook? Everybody in your company is aware. This is the elderly people's home. This is your home. This was built by this church for the Catholics. Home of the elderly. God told me to do it. So when I told the woman, I said, calm down. Now. She said, give me. Are you understanding what I'm saying now? It's not Catholics who are there. They run it, but elderly home is for everybody. We don't run it, so why would God speak to me and then I'll dance, I want to start? There are visions, you don't start. If you start, you die. Better give somebody who's running it. Somebody has a hospital. Don't say because of pride, you want to go and start a hospital. You may keep it with your own. Better go and donate to the hospital that is already existing. He said, no, I want to compete with this man. Patient with serenity. Love is kind. Love is what? And thoughtful. You think of the person. That's the meaning. You think of what? Have you sat down to think of somebody else? Not only of yourself. This is simple. Have you ever sat down you think of another person? Or not only as you are sitting there, only myself, only myself, only myself, only myself. Sometimes think of the person. If I talk to this person at this time, would this person be happy? No, this is not the best time for me to make him angry. You don't pour your heart at every time. If I talk to this person now, I will distract him. I will make him sit down. That shows you no love is. He said, no, I have to pour my heart. That's who I am. You are stupid. You don't understand what? Love. Love is patient. There's a time you know when to talk. There's a time you're patient because you know that person can be distracted. Now, for instance, I'm preaching now. I'm preparing for program. You not distract me. You're a demon. You are what? Knowing full well at this point of my time, I'm concentrating. No matter the thing, you will leave me. Otherwise, distracting me shows you don't understand love. Because one distraction can make me not to flow. God forbid. They say, you don't understand love. You not distract me. You are a demon. That shows you don't understand what? Love. You are out to destroy the man of God. That's what love is. Your wife also. You are seeing your wife just give birth. Even if you're angry, at that time she's not seeing the baby. You say, my wife, your family is a wicked family. The woman is just coming out with a newborn baby. You are not a good man. Is that the time to tell your wife that kind of thing? That's not the time. So here. Your husband is coming from work. Give him food first. Say, me, I like to pour my heart out. You don't understand what love is. It is thoughtful. Thoughtful means you think of the other person. How will this person feel? How would this person feel if I do this thing? And it's not jealous. This one is men of God. This one. Men of God. The biggest people who are jealous in the body of Christ are men of God. This is how you know, brothers and sisters. Go and stand with a man of God. And tell, if you want to know how a jealous person is, just tell him as a member. Say, sir, oh, thank God with what God is doing to Oedipo. He said, don't mind those Yoruba people. If he said David Biome, he said those ones, they are not even born again. He's a man of God, though. He's a man of God. But those who walk in love, they say thank you with what God is doing with him. Are you getting what I've said? I don't ever, as a principle, run any man of God down. You will never hear me criticize a man of God. Never. As a discipline. As a what? Because every man has fault. Including you. Are you faultless? Nobody. Either the way you eat itself irritate people. Some of you eat the some Since I want to fight for, he said, this guy eating anyhow, make sound with his mouth. Love is not envious. Love is not what? Do you know there are men who envy their wives? When their wives are working well, they say, this woman, nonsense woman. Love does not brag. Look at the scripture. Love does not what? And is not proud or arrogant. Some people are arrogant to a fault. Apologize for what? It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked, not overly sensitive, and easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong endured. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. Love bears all things, regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hope all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening. Love never fails. It never fails nor ends. But as for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for the gift of special knowledge, it will pass away. So all these things, yes, you see the lisping in the people when they come, it will not last if this is not there. This description is the true description of what love is. Love endures. Love is patient. Love is never envious. Love is not jealous. Love is when people progress, you are happy. You are not proud and arrogant. You are not rude to people. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not touching and resentful. Love, let's go. Does not take account of evil done to it. Love covers with silence. Love what? If the day you know you love is when they provoke you, and you know something about somebody and you said it, you don't understand love. You are not loving when you are normal. The day you are provoked and you are privileged to have information. That was why David was a man after God's heart. He knew so much about Saul, never said it one day. He entered the palace and saw Saul mad. You remember Saul was mad? He never said, do you know that king? That king you are seeing is a madman. Anytime I enter the palace, they call me when he's mad. I'm telling you, I enter palace. If you hear a pastor criticize who you work with, he does not understand love. He's a small boy. If you ever hear a man of God criticize somebody you work with and say, I will work with him this way, he's just don't near him. Don't hear him. He's very stupid. It does not. David saw Saul mad. Mad, not tapping. Mad. You know what's in tapping? Find out what in tapping is. It's a it's semi-madness. Semi. Not pure. The person is not on the street, but the person is not useful. Igbos call it in tapping. You are not on the road, though. I said that you are not. Yes. Say that. Pick this car, ask no questions. Go and give him the car. He came back and said, sir, let me tell you the truth. Me, I can't do it. He couldn't believe. Because this person spoke against me, and one of the persons came to tell me they spoke against me. I said, I'm not interested to hear. If, since he sat down to hear him, that, what did he say? I said, did you say anything when he was talking? So don't tell me. If you wanted solution, says, I don't talk again. This is not good. Since you sat down to hear everything, what are you telling me? Don't tell me. I have a principle. I'll ask the person, say, what did you say when the person was talking? Because me, you can't talk against your leader for where I am. I won't give you room. I will not listen. And after I say, daddy, do you know that this man? You will if you open your mouth. That you. But you all know, Judas hated Jesus and he betrayed him with a kiss. So somebody kissing you does not mean she loves you. Judas kissed Jesus. Did he love him? Now somebody can't kiss you, no means they love you. betrayed loving. If someone loves you, if you tell him that, sit down. I know he's telling me to sit down with love. He has a reason. So if somebody loves you and talks to you, the way he talks to you is different from the one and now he's talking to you with arrogance. Don't say he talks to people and they don't, they be laughing. You talk to them, they will not laugh. Oh, if you don't love them. And this commandment have we received from me, that he who loveth God loveth his brother. Brother, if you don't love people, you don't love God. 1 John 3:17-18. But whoso had this was good, and seeth his brother have need, and shorted up his powers of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, not in tongue, but in deed and in truth. I don't preach love, I live love. We had an anniversary in April last year. And I saw pastors who work with me, who have stayed with me for 20-something years. And I said, I can afford a house. I don't need to pray for a house now. I can buy any house with my money anywhere. But they can't buy with such money. I don't think any ministry has done it in this world. If they did, I don't know. And I said, well, you have stayed with me for some years. All of you have stayed, choose houses in any part of the country where the best place is not Nuba. I said, Lekki, GR in Port Harcourt, choose anywhere. Two chose Lekki, one chose Abuja, one chose Port Harcourt. And I said, select the kind of houses you want. And I said, these houses are your own. No. You know where I saw it from? You know where I saw it? When they came to take Jesus, they could not recognize him. He said, the only way you will know him is when I kiss him. That means the kind of clothes he was wearing was what Peter was wearing. Yes, the top man will be higher, but the people should not be too low. I don't preach love, I live love. I was talking to them one day, I said, and all of you now, even if I say, take, do what I'm doing, most none of you can do, they laughed. They said, sir, we won't do. All the pastors working with me live with me, but none of them is living with anybody. So we are joking. I said, can any of you do what I'm doing? I'm not preaching love, I live love. That is my greatest secret. My birthday, I gave people, 1,000 people scholarship. One on scholarship. Say love. If I don't love, why you tell me now? I see one of the houses. This one you're seeing here. It's a pastor that owns it. One of the pastors here. Are you see the house in Lekki here? Tell me this kind of house. See one of them here is owned by another pastor. This house you're seeing is his own. Not that we rented it. Paid for, giving to the pastor. Oh my God. Are you jealous? We're not clapping for Jesus. They're not sold. I see sold. Did for the supernatural. I don't struggle for miracles. Miracles happen. This is my greatest secret. You can lead fast. You won't get my result if you don't love. Try here. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All the pastors working with me, the senior ones, all of them have traveled outside Nigeria. All. They travel to Nigeria, to America, like they're going from their house to bedroom. I can be traveling and then they do, some of them have not flown. There are people, only the man at the top will fly. He said, why have you traveled? No, I've not even gone to Ghana. I don't preach love. I practice love. One day I was walking at the airport and a young man ran after me. I said, sir, do you know me? I said, I don't know you. He said, you trained me in school. I went to school with your scholarship. Tears came down from my eyes. He said, I have my master's, all was sponsored by you. Mentors people just meet me at the tarmac and he says, I know you don't know me, but it's a scholarship I went to school with. I've given scholarship in billions. Not Salvation Ministry's money, my personal money. I gave scholarship in billions before I owned a house. You think I don't love? I told God, when I get to heaven, not now, at old age, I'll be remembered for one thing, as the highest giver who lived on the earth. Then when I meet David, I'll give him a high five. I say, David, you tried, but I beat you. Please! You don't know the secret of a man until you hear his stories. So then say, what is Papa's, where is David Biomia's secret? My greatest secret is love. But let me say this before I take the final one. That I say love people does not mean you will not draw a line. You don't love witches. You don't love a wizard. You don't love a wicked man who wants to kill you with wickedness. And because some people don't know how to balance scripture, they say, Papa, he said love people now, so even if he's a witch, love him now. You don't love an armed robber who point gun at you. They were speaking on television on a Christian channel on Friday, and then a man, it remained for him to call my name. You know when some people hate you? It remained for him to say, David Ibiomi is what we are talking about. So I don't know what made me to flip to a Christian channel. They say, well, some pastors are preaching now that people should defend themselves. What do you think? What do you think? I said, you will know that it's me he's talking. So the mistake he made, and I interviewed a man from America. The man from America said, excuse me, I want to also ask you. If somebody comes to rape your wife with a gun, and you have what it takes to defend you, you watch him rape because you're a Christian? He said, that's not what I said. He said, I want to ask you. That's what I said. Somebody came to molest your wife and your children, and they, you say, well, God said we should not go. He that calls a sword should be dead by a sword. So you will watch the man molest your wife and say, you're a Christian? He said, practice that in Nigeria, not in America. He said, I'm in America. We don't practice that kind of Christianity. We all have something to defend ourselves. He said, you can practice that religion where you are practicing. My friend, wicked people, you don't act that kind of stupid Christianity. Let me show you from scriptures. Psalm 139, because I must back it up. 21, 22. I will teach something on Friday, which I will close with. You can't miss it. People don't differentiate the dispensation of Jesus, God, dispensation of Jesus, and dispensation of Holy Spirit. They don't differentiate it today. On Friday, I'm going to teach that one. God dispensation, the fourth was true. If it's the wrong thing to fight war, God can't say, Joshua, go and fight. David, go and fight. That means God committed sin. Because they use God, they kill people. That means God is a sinner. Tell me that God is a sinner. They are mistaking the dispensation of Jesus Christ. He came to forgive the world of sin. That's why he said, leave these ones alone. Don't touch them with any sword. But after he rose, did you hear anybody slap him? Where did you hear that Jesus rose and somebody slapped him? He went to the cross as a lamb. He left as a lion. Lions don't spare meat. People just are so religious and so stupid. They read Bible with one part of their eyes. Just take one part of Bible and misquote it. Now listen. Let me digress a bit. Peter had a sword, true? The sword was not the word of God, but they were reading scrolls, so there was no Bible. So that sword was this sword. It was this sword, the sword that he put on the side. What did Peter carry a sword for? That means Jesus knew that there are some places where some holy cats will misbehave. When they look at Peter, they will just turn back. Because holy cats has been existing since that time. So when they were sleeping, they kept the sword and said, if anybody wants to misbehave, take this now. Because it was not Bible he carried, it was sword. But he said, I came here for a purpose. Don't use it. Friday. Somebody say, no, that's not Christianity. When they want to kill you, just say, God, forgive them. Thank you. Not here. Not my type of Christianity. Thank you. That's why some of you, you know, you came from all those religious background. Please. Hate those who hate you. Psalm 139 verse 21. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that I hate thee. Anybody that hates God, like witches and wizards, hate them too. That I say, forgive, don't mistake, don't lie. Am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I condemn my enemies. Then I say, love people. No, some people are very funny. Love people. You read Bible two ways. Don't love. It says, suffer not a witch to live. Don't go and say, God say, love people. Now, which charming you, throwing charm at you, say, God, forgive this man with this charm. Oh, God, forgive. Ta! Ta! That's not Christianity. That's not what? The love of God promotes the hatred of those who hate God. Exodus 22 verse 18 says, love are not a witch. Finally, number F. Let me close. How many of you are blessed right now? Woo! F. Change your attitude towards the kingdom, towards kingdom promotion. That's why I close. Change your attitude towards kingdom what? Promotion. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything shall be added what? Matthew 6:33. When promoting his kingdom becomes your attitude, all these things will be added. Go after God and God will go after you. Commit to his kingdom and will commit to you. If you love God, go after God. Promoting the kingdom of God brings God into your affairs. Time invested in kingdom promotion is not a wasted time. Those who love God go all out to promote his kingdom. The day you retire from promoting his kingdom is the day he retires from blessing you. The size of your kingdom promotion determines the size of your reward. Change your attitude in promoting God's kingdom all the days of your life with everything inside of you. Are you hearing me? Problems will depart from you once kingdom promotion is your priority. When you ignore the cause of the kingdom, his favor will elude you. Go for a soul winning. Go for what? Pray for the advancement of his kingdom. Now listen carefully. I'm the one preaching here, true? I went out for soul winning on Saturday. That is 3 days ago. On the streets. I didn't say I'm going to preach. I was out. I didn't say members go for soul winning. I went out through the jungles. I didn't go to any good place. In fact, one place we went to, you have to jump. They call it Diob in Port Harcourt. The Diob is a railway line where market women and some parts of the place you can't put your shoes. I just, you love God? Reach out to where the people are. I had to lead the people. And I enjoyed that evangelism because these are people who people will never come to see. When they saw us, they were shouting. Because no preacher will go that area. Railway line. The railway line is not the American railway line. Oh. So it's all European railway line. This kind of railway line. The two. Oh man. Oh man. You have to go like this. Stand one block. Then you be careful. Because any other one can tumble you. Somebody has to hold you. That's the kind of railway line we are talking about. Look at it here. I was leading to Christ. This one I was making altar call. It's me. You're sitting there. Preaching, you know, making altar call. On Saturday, this past Saturday, I was making altar call like this. Me, I'm the one. Look at me. Are you seeing it? Eh? This one, you can see them, their hands. It's altar call I'm making. On Saturday. Look at them here. I was preaching here. Look at me. I'm the one here. Down, whose hand is up? In between with them, you won't appreciate me. So look at me here. I know myself. I see this person. This is me. Let me point myself so you know. This person you're seeing is me. On Saturday, when? I see me? See market women. I'm the one preaching today. You can see why miracles are happening. I didn't say no, Jesus is Lord. Someone here, go out here. I invested my time in going out for soul. And I enjoyed it. When you are too big to go out, God will be too big to bless you. He said, go into the world. He said, sit in one place. Preaching on the pulpit is not love. Preaching on the pulpit is work. You are doing your work. To show love, you must go out. Be a soul winner. Be a what? Don't be too big in your church where you don't go out for soul winning, brother. So we don't be paying people. You know, we give them money. Go out yourself. Yes, your money can be used, but you to go out. Don't say, you know, I pay seven boys. You know, even if I have political meeting, my money work for me. No. go here. If everybody money work for you, who will now win the souls? While your money is working for you, step out yourself. Don't sit down and say, no, I just give the boys money, they go, you know, we, and like, after my work is due. No, you go out. Who are you that you not go out? Jesus, the Almighty God, came down to earth, to our level, and preached the gospel. You, small money, you have small money. Shishi. You carry the love of your shoulder. I can't go out, you know. If I go out, they will threaten me. Who is threatening you? Who even know you're on the street? If they want 30 people, now you they will threaten. Win souls at all costs. Win souls at what? Love him by demonstrating your heart for the lost. And you will, all your struggles will come to what? An end. You'll become a trailblazer. Malachi 3, 17 and 18. I say, and they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, and I'll spare them as a man spared his own son that what? Serveth him. Then shall he return the sign between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. May God differentiate you from today. John 15, 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth what? Fruit. And that your fruit should what? Remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he shall what? Give it unto you. So here. And David had affection towards the house of what? His God. First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3. He gave over and what? Above. Do you love God? For God so loved the world, he gave. His only begotten son, John 3:16. Give to promote his kingdom. Use your money to serve God. Promote his kingdom is for all, not just for a few. It's for what? For all of us should promote his kingdom. Don't allow big titles tie you down from promoting his kingdom. Sometimes the titles are already punishment. Some big titles don't allow you. Some of you would have been going for evangelism, but they give you one big title in your church. Chief Executive National Controller. You can't go for evangelism. When you remember that title, you say, how can me now with this title? There's no entitlement in title. I'm going to fill me my way. There's no what? Can I tell you with all humility before God? For instance, this small city where we are, I'm the most influential person, political, social, otherwise. If a governor is going out to their shout, it's because he's in power. When he leaves power, nobody will shout. The ones who have left before, if they are moving, nobody even know them. I'm the most influential person in this city. If I can go out in your city, in Lagos, for instance, their Deboyes and Oyedepo are the most influential. Their influence is more than the governors of Lagos State. They can create governor because he's in power. When he leaves power, they will, but if Adeboye is going out, the street will be on a standstill. Now, those people are still doing evangelism. Then small you. He said, no, I don't have time, you know, I don't have time. English will even change, I don't have time. I don't have time. I would have gone out, if not just that, you know, if I go out, that would be a security risk. You. You'll be a security, what? You will risk. Kidnappers is not your type they're looking for. Don't allow any big title tie you down. David was a king, yet he was going out to show that he loves God. That is a God, this is a man after our mouth. Let Matthew 6:33 become your lifestyle. It is the answer to every question of life. Every instruction of scripture is to add to us. Kingdom promotion is the master key for all round blessings. When you promote God with your time, he will give you his life. When you promote God with your strength, he will give you his health. That's a book of evangelism. They say, as I went out, I got healed. When you promote God with your brain, he will give you his wisdom. When you promote God with your money, he will give you his resources. Promote him with your heart, he will make you make a mark on the earth. Look for values to add to the kingdom of God and not what just to take. Are you hearing me now? Finally, don't love God for 1 year. Don't love God for 2 years. Love God forever. Be in love. I've closed. This is the last statement. Be in love. Stay in love. And keep growing in love for God till your time on earth is over. Be in love. Stay in love and keep growing in love for God till your time on earth is over. Will you love him? Will you love him? Will you love him? Simple. Love is God's nature. You know now? What is God's nature? So when I walk in love, if I have these attributes in me, I will not struggle to manifest whatever God will manifest. Do you understand now? Now, all these things I said, I do them. So I don't struggle to manifest the nature of God. I don't pray to say, I bind, I cast, demons, go. Now, I'm going to demonstrate what love, how powerful love is. Is there anybody here with pain? Anybody, one person come with pain? You'll be surprised. I'll show you practically. Love is powerful. Come up. Come with pain. Just come. Now, I'm going to stand. Young lady, stand. Young man, allow him, allow him. Allow him. Just allow 2 or 3 people to come. Allow them to come. Listen. Allow 2 or 3. Just stop 2 or 3. Let me show you something. 2 or 3 is okay. Stay there. Pastors, come after them. Pastors is enough. Tell the pastors come. Pastors come. You hold microphones, pastors. Now listen. Listen. Can you be privileged to see God? I'm going to close with this. You know, can you be privileged to see God with sickness? And the sickness remain. Come again. Listen. Can, just imagine, mental picture, you are privileged now to meet God. Can the sickness remain? Is it possible? No. Listen. God can't come down. God's is the work with those who have his nature. If you walk in love, he said, can two walk together except they be agreed? So when you walk in love, he finds it very easy to express himself through you. Because you have his nature. Take somebody who has your nature, you don't find it difficult to relate to the person. I'm very practical. You will not, if someone has your nature, your relationship with the person will be very cordial. I hope you know that. Now, I don't struggle for God to use me because I have his nature. Now, all of you who are pains, I won't pray. Look at my face, you'll be healed. Just look, just put your face on my face. I have his nature. Just watch. I won't pray. Just look at me. You'll be healed. On the spot, you'll be healed. Just look at my face. Do what you could not do, you'll be shocked. Do anything you could not do. Do anything you could not do. Do something you could not do, young man. Pastors, take, give them the microphone. Let them talk themselves. They can talk. Do anything you could not do. Give them. Let them talk. Yeah. Just give them.
I was feeling pain on my head, so I went to hospital. They told me that I cannot make it, that I'll run, man. They told me that
well, no, doctors can't tell you can run, man. So what happened now?
Yeah, I can't feel it.
Hold it. What happened now?
I can't feel it anymore.
Eh?
I can't feel it.
You can't feel it?
Yes.
You can't feel it? Give her the microphone. Give it to her. What is it?
I used to have pains on my leg for 5 months now.
Raise your voice.
I said, for 5 months now, I've been having pains on this leg.
So what happened?
I feel good now.
You know why? You know the reason now? What's the reason? Love. So I'm going to fast like the WBM. You may not get my result until you do this. Pastor, change your nature. Miraculous will just be like this. Brother, change your nature. Miraculous will be like this. This is the greatest secret of Jesus. Love brought him down here. So he did not struggle to manifest the nature of his Father. Our greatest undoing is lack of love. We preach it to him, but as the man preaching is there and there criticizing his fellow pastor. Don't mind all these pastors, useless people. Useless people, they say this glory rain. What are they raining? What kind of rain is that one? So as a Christian, do you want to walk in love? Do you know when you walk in love, they can't kill you? Can they kill God? What God is saying, anything that cannot happen to him can't happen to you when you walk in love. And anything he can do, you will do when you walk in love. Because God will not come down to do it. He walks through you because you are his nature, you have his nature. Spirits don't come down to do anything without vessels. So they easily work through those who walk in love to manifest the nature. Say, and I will manifest myself to you. If I go anywhere, miracles just happen. Because it's a miracle working God. You don't know what you're losing working hatred. Rise to your feet. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. I didn't pray for them. They got healed. True? Why? God just walked through me because of his nature. I don't, listen, oh God. I told sick people with terminal cases, very complicated cases to come out, and I walk past. They were all healed. It was the love nature that made Peter's shadow to heal the sick. You can fast heavily, and nothing will go fast. If fasting giants are the highest miraculous men, I told you that's a lie. Have you met Adeboye before? Love nature. Okay, at Adeboye's level, who should call who? Me or him? Who should call who? Me now. On phone, he says, sir. I said, sir, daddy, no. I was kneeling down when he was talking to me. No hypocrisy. I knelt down on my knees when he was talking to me. He didn't know, but I knelt down. Because if I saw him like that, there's no way I would be standing to talk to him like this. So as he was talking to me, I was on my knees. He said, he used the word, sir. I said, ah, daddy, no. He's my grandfather. He's the father of my father. When Oyedepo was praying for me yesterday, I was on my knees. He prayed for me before this program. I was on my knees. No hypocrisy. I don't love them. In fact, before them, so I don't show it. I don't show one tenth of my love for Oyedepo before him. But may you not say something behind it where I am. Oh God. Hi. You will know somebody loves somebody. I won't go before him and say, I will even talk it where he is. When I see him, I just laugh with him. I say, but you know, some people they will even show you, say, I love you, I love you, I love you. All those are high service love. I love you, I love you. Then when they offend you, he says, I've gone to Shiloh and I had no seat. But my love never dropped. That, not him, or it's not him. All those Peter, James, and John. They hate me because of how the man loved me. So they gang up. They say every time, David Biome, not let him there. We go show him. I came like this, I was standing, no seat. One of them who is no longer with him, he saw me, he passed me. I say, which can't be? The Satan say, you see now. But my love for him never dropped. If you love somebody, challenges will make your love to drop. You can't love somebody today. The next day, you are abusing the person. The next day, you are quarreling the person. That's not love. Whatever gives the person stress, you will leave it. Now, let me marry people. If you love your wife, stop giving her stress. Stress is one of the worst things to give anybody. Will you give stress? You want the person to die. The first sign that you hate somebody is stress. Because stress kills faster. Stop giving your husband or wife stress. You're coming, their heart is flying. And you say you love. No now. No now. Christianity should change. Let assemblies man love redeemer man. Let redeemer man love Christ embassy man. Let Christ embassy man love salvation ministry man. There's no difference between the Greek and the Jew. Let the Christ embassy man love the Anglican. We will all go to the same heaven. There's no separate heaven for other than anybody. It's the same heaven we're all going to. There's no competition. A great man of God was in this town doing crusades. It was my Rolls Royce they used to carry him. We were doing crusades. By Sunday, I told members go for his crusade. He called me and said, I learned you told them. Friday, the place was not full. Saturday was not full. By Sunday, because we are doing five nights of glory the same time with him. It was my car he used. I love him. I won't call his name. I won't call his name. I love him because he touched you more than anybody. If you, anything you think about him is your business, you don't have a problem. When he had his own problem, I said, shut up! Not one person from this church will ever make him as a prayer for him. Today, he has the highest followers on the internet in the world. And what? You may not like him. It's your business. It's the body of Christ. Stop doing all this denomination. When we get to heaven, there's no denomination. There will be no redeem. There will be no salvation ministries. There will be no assemblies. They will say, which one? Christ? Go here. Devil? Go here. Christ? Go here. Devil? Go here. Since I've been preaching, I do your salvation ministries. But there are places you go to. They will call their church from beginning to the end. You who is not a member, you just feel one kind. You just have this meeting, say, make I go. Here you will hear it. Because this meeting is not a church denominational meeting. When we finish here next week, we'll not talk about our church. Calm down now. This is my secret. Here ends the end of my lesson. Shout hallelujah! When you are going to pray, then you see miracles just happen. Look, I don't want to teach the one you be waiting for, man of God. You become a miracle. You just, tomorrow you enter your shop like this. Because hatred has left, bitterness has left, quarreling has left, stress has left. So you, when you enter your shop will do like this. Wah, wah, wah. Because God's nature will be reflecting. Am I talking to you? Now, in Romans 5:5, we pray now. It said, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You are going to pray for to be endued afresh by the Holy Ghost to love God. Lord, endue me afresh. Baptize me afresh to love you more than anything else. More than anything I love you. I don't know. No, I'm not a singer like that. You are going to say, Lord, baptize me what? With love. With your nature. That is already in me. When Satan wants to remind you of those who offended you, say, I forgive them. And let them go. Whatever you don't like someone to do to you, don't do it to somebody else. Do you like somebody quarreling you when you come back from church? Can you be happy? As you enter, somebody is quarreling you, then don't do it to somebody. It turns the person like a mad person. It's a sign of wickedness. Don't justify it. It's not scriptural. What you wouldn't like somebody to do to you, don't do it to somebody else. Lord, let the love nature in me find what? Expression. Go ahead and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. Find expression in the name of Jesus. In my life. In Jesus' mighty name. When you see men at the top, find out their secrets. My birthday was coming. I never told my mentor to come. I was considering him because I know how busy he is. So I said, let me not worry this man. Let me leave him alone. A month to my birthday, he called me exactly. He said, David, how far? How are you preparing? I said, Daddy, we are just looking, you know. I left it. 2 weeks, he called. By close to the time, he said, I'm coming. I'm standing before the Holy Ghost. I never told him to come. Say love. I was turning an age that he knows he can't forget. There's somebody who is close to me when I say, I forgot. It's a lie. Nobody who forgot my birthday. If anybody don't forget, it's you that forget. He has every reason to forget. He's too busy. But love made him. He drove from Canaan land to airport to be here. Say love. Say love. Say love. Because I love him too. You know, harvest is bigger than seed. Me, I've been sowing the seed and I'm still sowing. So the harvest was big. He flew down and I cherish it. Mama came with him. Say love. Say love. When you see people at the top, don't just get carried away. Some of them do things that even you won't do with all the things you criticize them. People criticize me, let them do half of what I do. When you criticize somebody, ask yourself, if I'm to be in their shoes. For instance, now you walk with Edekwa, you're angry that they don't pay you. You people walk with you, don't pay them. Don't get angry. If they didn't pay you, you don't get angry. Go your way, just love him. Because people do work for you and you may not pay them. In case you're a pastor, he said, this is where I work, they didn't pay me. You now people walk with you, are you paying them? Stop counting. Every of us have our faults. Your wife, you've counted for the land is full. Leave now. Every day you write, my wife, 2024. Which is coming. Even if she has not committed, you are writing it. My husband, last year, as I was coming, he did not buy me shoe. 20th of December. You won't remember the things you will do. The only Baba things you remember. Let me pray now. You see miracles that you have never seen. You know why? When you walk in love, you walk in God. So whatever is not in him is not in you. Say, because of the love nature in me, whatever is not in Christ, both habits, I command them to leave. Sickness is not in him. Pains is not in him. Whatever is not in him must not be in this body. No struggle, it will go. Just say, whatever is not in him, because I'm a partaker of his nature, I command it to leave. Say it with authority. Whatever is not in him, that is in me, I command, walk out. You are not permitted to be in me. I carry his divine nature. Go ahead and pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. I carry his divine nature. Whatever is not in him is not permitted to be in me. Whatever is not in him is not permitted to be in me. Thank you, Lord. I hear God. There's somebody here with a mask. Who is the person with a mask? Who is with a mask? Visible mask. Who is the person with a mask? I'm going to demonstrate what God is showing me now. Who is the person with a mask? Who is the person with a mask? Come up. You have a mask? Come. Come if you have a mask. Just watch what will happen. Touch the key. Come now, my friend. Anybody come. You have mask? Leave her. The first person. First come, first serve. Now, listen. Listen. You see, I won't stop. Just give her a microphone. Give her a microphone. Take the microphone, young lady. Hold the microphone on your left. No noise. Just put your own hand where it is. Just put your hand where it is. Hold the microphone like this. No noise. You two will get a miracle. Just watch her. Say to me, I have his divine nature.
I have his divine nature.
Of God.
Of God.
Mass.
Mass.
You are not permitted.
You are not permitted.
To be in my body.
To be in my body.
I walk in love.
I walk in love.
Now get out of my body.
Now get out of my body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Press it, you'll be shocked. Press it. Don't raise your cloth. Don't raise your cloth. Don't raise your cloth. Just press it. You'll be shocked. Press it. I know when the Holy Ghost gives me a word. Press it. Press it, you'll be shocked. Press it. Pray. Don't remove your clothes. Press mask now. It's your body. Press. Press it. And tell us what it is. Press it. You will know. Press it. Tell us. Press it. You can't feel it?
No.
What did you say? Put the microphone in your mouth now.
I cannot see it. I cannot feel it.
Now listen, miracles are not complex, so. Press it. No mass?
No mass, sir.
No mass. Did I struggle? Did she struggle? Now she understood the divine nature, so with her own mouth, God did it. Take your hand, put anywhere you're sick. You'll be healed. Put your hand anywhere you're sick. And lift up the right hand, say the name of Jesus. I have the divine nature of God. Therefore, whatever is not in him cannot be in my body. Right now, I command. Now command it to go, it will go. Command it to go. Command it to go. Command it to go in the name of Jesus. Command it to go. Command it to go. It will go. Tell cancer to go. Cancer will go. Tell cancer to go. It will go. Whatever, listen, the biggest miracles will be today. Whatever is not in him, that is in anyone, including cancer, right now, I command it to leave your body now. Jesus can't be blind. Jesus cannot be deaf. But the love nature in you, everything contrary to him that is in you, lives in the name of Jesus. This cannot be him. He cannot carry diabetes. Whatever is not in Jesus, is whatever is not in this divine nature that you are, that is troubling your life, I command it on this path. It will live right now in the name of Jesus. His nature forbids hatred. His nature forbids bitterness. All those bitterness and hatred you are struggling with, they leave you right now. Whatever is not in his nature or backbiting, running down people, all those natures will leave you right now. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Now pray with this prayer and it will be true. In 1 Corinthians 3:8, it says, love never fails. Love what? New King James. 13:8, not 3:8. You should know that in 1 Corinthians 3:8. Love never fails. So you are going to declare from that is if you're a lover, you can't fail. Nothing can make me fail. It's not the two ways. I can't fail. I can't fail. I know it as I know my name. I will only fail when I stop walking in love. And I can't stop. From this day, you will never fail again. The last failure will be the last in your life. Say with me, I can't fail. Because love can't fail. Failure has ended in my life. Now I decree socially, academically, in ministry, politics, failure ends in your life. Business, career, name it. Go ahead and prophesy over your life in the name of Jesus. I can't fail in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. I can't fail. I can't fail in ministry. I can't fail in family. I can't fail in my life. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. I can't fail. Nothing will make me fail. Nothing will make me fail. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. I can't fail. I can't fail. In the name of Jesus. I can't fail. In Jesus' mighty name. The last failure you ever experienced will be the last. You will never be identified with failure anymore. In the name of Jesus. Because God is not a man that he should lie. He said love never fails. Failure has ended. You become failure proof. You will succeed. I said you will succeed. I said you will succeed. Now listen, I hear God. He said to me, he said you don't struggle to get things done. Pray for them. Most of you, the way you struggle is not how life should be. Now, the same unction available here that makes things happen without sweat, may greater dimension come to you. The next project or the next thing you will do, you will accomplish it without any struggles. Love never fails. Check Adeboye. You will see mega massive projects without sweat. Check Oyedepo. You will wonder whether they are spending money or they are just drinking water. You can see billions without a man under stress. If you go to Canaan land, now you see the ark, you will see money without a man under pressure. With all humility, if you see me, I'm not under any pressure. They were talking about HVAC, and I said, the company hope is okay. The HVAC alone is $10 million. 7-point-something billion naira. We have paid. Did you hear me? The only balance is remaining according to how they will work. The balance is not that we are trying to beg for it, it's available. But you will pay them the first one as they walk. That is somebody's lifetime budget. Do I look like a man under pressure? Do I look like a man under stress? Love never fails. This day, in the name of Jesus, you will not struggle again. I'm not praying with hypocrisy. I love. God, you have the Holy Ghost in you, you will know. The next thing you God will ask to do, you will do it without sweat. In the name of Jesus. You know what God said to me? Not everybody is money. Some look fruitfulness. Some need admission to school. Some need scholarship. Some need money for ministry. Whichever one, it will come without sweat. You hear me? I'm speaking with deep insight. The next thing you're asking God for, God will do for you. You will not struggle for it. To carry your children, it will be stress-free. To get that project done, it will be stress-free. To get admission to school, it will be stress-free. To get scholarship, it will be stress-free. To get your business breakthrough, it will be stress-free. To make your children go to school, it will be stress-free. Now, enter into that realm in the name of Jesus. All over the world, I decree this year shall be your best year. In the name of Jesus. What used to take you 10 years, before this year is over, you have accomplished all. And so shall it be. To you who says amen, you will see the effect. In the name of Jesus. It is done. Thank you, Father. you will marry without stress. But hear this, in 1 John 5:12. He that had the Son had life. And he that, 1 John 5:12, put it on screen. And he that had not the Son had not life. You can't say you love when you don't have the Son. The Son is life himself, and he is love himself. So salvation is not an ideology. Salvation is not joining a church, but becoming a member of the body of Christ. If you are not born again, you cannot walk in love. He that had not the Son does not have life. You can't say I walk in love when you have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. All over the world, yes, you go to church. Joining a church does not mean you are born again. He said, if any man be in Christ, not if any man be in church. Many of us go to church, but we are not in Christ yet. Carry your Bibles and bags. It's a mixed multitude all over the world. Walk to the front of the altar and give your life to Jesus, and you will never remain the same. Find your way, just as I am without one plea. All over the world, come and give your life to Jesus. If you are in any view center, walk to the front of the view center. If you are online, get set. Walk your way, open the doors in all our churches. Open the doors, walk down to the front of the altar, and be born again.
Come to me, O Lamb of God, I come.
Keep coming, he loves you. Keep coming all over the world. Open the doors for them to come. Grab your overflow.
For me, and now thou didst come to me, O Lamb of God.
Find your way down here. Different churches and viewing centers. Repeat this words after me. Is the Lord Jesus. Come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you died and rose to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I declare you my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, by your Spirit, you have brought your precious ones into your kingdom. Write their names in the book of life. Set them free by your blood, that none of them shall fall by the wayside.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.